Today's enlightening entertainment will be presented in Arabic and English with subtitles in Arabic, Olasese or Vietnamese, Chinese, English, French, German, Indonesian, Italian, Japanese, Korean, Malay, Mongolian, Persian, Portuguese, Russian, Spanish, and Thai. أطيب التحيات للمشاهدين المحبين للفن وأهلا وسهلا بكم في حلقة اليوم من برنامج الفنون التنويرية والذي نقدم فيه نبذة عن الأعمال الفنية للفنان الأسترالي من أصل عراقي السيد حسان النجار بما تحمله من سمات رمزية وألوان مفعمة بالحياة تعكس لوحات السيد حسان النجار بعداً متعدد الثقافات وموضوعات روحية تتحدث عن السلام والوحدة محتفية بما وهبته الحياة فهو يقوم ببراعة بدمج مجموعة متنوعة من الأساليب بدأ من الأسلوب بيكاسو التجريدي وصولاً إلى ما قبل انطباعية غوغان بهدف خلق أعمال فنية فريدة غنية بالمدلولات الشعرية والسوريالية مولوداً في القدس كشف السيد النجار عن اهتمامه بالرسم منذ نعومة أظافره إن تجربته المبكرة والمتمثلة بسفره بين مختلف بلدان الشرق الأوسط وأفريقيا قد ساهمت بتطوير حسه الفني
When I was maybe 6-7 years travel with my father to my brother to all this area in Egypt in Arabian Saudi and I go to Kuwait too, many country. That's when we travel from place to place, we get many things. I working in Kuwait. I working in Arabian Saudi. I was studying in Egypt. Two, in Iraq is big school for education and artist. And in Middle East, in Jordan, in Israel, in Palestine, in Egypt, there are many churches, there are mosques, there are many ancient pyramids, you know that? That's ancient history make us to get more information in our life.
وقد استمد السيد النجار الإلهام أيضا من أدب الشرق الأوسط الواسع والمتنوع والذي يشتمل على الأساطير والميثولوجيا والشعر والنصوص الفلسفية والصوفية.
How did you become so creative? Were you just born with a talent?
Yeah, I born talent exactly. And what I get education in when I was read very big book as البهتري، الطبري، ابن الرومي، ابن سينا، أبو العلاء المعري، المتنبي، every poetry I read and every education I read, and I too also poetry. I was also meeting to sorry big poetry like Badr Shakir Sayab and many poetry men in Iraq and everywhere in Aryan Arab country.
استقر السيد النجار في وطنه العراق حيث التقاليد الفنية الغنية والمتنوعة مقدما نفسه كمصمم محترف
I live in Iraq 30 years Iraq is exactly the home of the arts I have many friend artists and I was always visit gallery and I working with design. I was making design for maybe most of the factories. In Iraq, there are many artists for sculpture, for drawing, painting, everything.
قبل حوالي 10 سنوات انتقل السيد النجار إلى أستراليا ليعانق بذلك بلده الثاني. باعتباره شخص مجد ومقادم شكل على الفور نظرة رائعة عن المشهد والتاريخ والثقافة والفنون الأصيلة والواسعة التي تتمتع بها أستراليا، وعمد إلى تصوير كل ذلك في لوحاته. ولم يمضي وقت طويل حتى قام في عام 2001 بإقامة معرضه الأول.
Beautiful country, and it is an inspiration country, and many inspiration give to me because you know that mountains and Australian desert and Australian life style. Captain Cook, who great man discovered Australia. He is my inspiration. I go about 10 times to Sydney City, Aria Museum. I read many things in a museum and look there and there and there and look all the area, and maybe still about 2 months go there to museum in city for create this photo for that great man to make him always memorial for a student, for a museum, for Australian citizens.
Beautiful.
That is big river for Australia. That is Australia here, and everything here with agriculture that's feeding the world. Australia is help. That's mean God bless Australia. This is first my exhibition in 28 September 2001. This paint, Lady in the Bush. The idea come from when is Australian come to Australia, maybe 200 years ago. This is 100% Australian bush drawing and paints.
Is the lady an Aboriginal Australian?
Yes, it is lady, Australian and Aboriginal. I mix it together, European and Aboriginal together. I remember the dreaming when I was young too, like to go bush, so and so, maybe to meet some girl. Still in my mind, when I come to Australia, I say I will make it lady in the bush. For me, it is good inspiration, and I hope do more. When I'm painting, I feel as I'm reading a book, or writing a book. When I painting, very full of inspiration and feeling no anything behind me. I live with the paints and with the subject in my mind, you know. And I done everything in my mind, I put it here. If you ask me to done something like this now, I cannot do that again. Because when I done that with the lady in the forest, I was myself and some lady in the forest and go there and go walking and walking. She don't know where is Where is the end?
كما قام السيد النجار بتصميم لوحات تتضمن كلاب من التقاليد العربية والأسترالية.
When I come to Australia, I like to make it Australian Arabic design, as this is old gate, and this is many design, some body of humanity, and some star here. And many design, and that's Arabic lines, and this is design, and something beautiful here.
What does the Arabic writing mean?
That means all government will be good, will be all right, and continuous always.
كما عبر السيد النجار عن عميق اهتمامه بالبيئة، وعرب عن أمله في أن تشكل لوحاته حافزا للناس كي يديروا الأرض بشكل أفضل.
Because my work exactly is all of the talking about the natural, about the environment, about the case of the life, what is happening with us here now. With education, people they can understand to keep our land is clean and no more smoking and no more anything dirty. We want not only peace for stop the war, stop everything bad in the earth. If we not to look for our earth, for environment, everything will be no good and will be a flood area and will be tsunami and will be something.
مستشرفا المستقبل القريب رأى السيد النجار بارقة أمل تتمثل في أن العالم سيكون في مأمن من الفوضى، وقد قام بالتعبير عن هذا الأمل في لوحاته من خلال الرمزية.
Something fortunate for the world from 2007 plus 2013. I suggest everything will be go like something personal. And what with the bird of the beast will come for to the prisoner and give him something for to drink or to make his body is very nice and to be very healthy. That means our world now too need for this to be healthy.
So in this painting, are the animals helping the humans?
I mean that too. Not only for animals, also for peoples. For peoples, for all the peoples in the world. Because environment is no good, it will be very bad for everything.
وكما يمكننا أن نرى فعلى لوحة السيد النجار ثم تشكيلة متنوعة من الرموز الدينية المسيحية والإسلامية والتي تشير إلى السلام والمصالحة. ومن خلال اللغة الكونية للفن، تمنى السيد النجار بأن يتوحد البشر من مختلف الأمم والثقافات.
This comes from Ligan, from old Bible. This is the moon and this is the cross. This is the holy land and the head inside the head is that mean Jesus and Joseph. This is the flower for our future life from that life. And what about this color? That means the life it will be very beautiful. My idea and message to people to always thinking about the bees, because they are beginning with good idea and good life. And I put everything for that to make my inspiration from my side self to tell him to keep peace everywhere we are gone. That is my message. This meant creating 2002. It is named Eyes of God Look to Australia. I would mean that Eyes of God, and I put many logo from Middle East and Australian here, and this our flag Australian, and it draw some Aboriginal art and Kangal too.
في النهاية أعرب السيد النجار عن رغبته الحقيقية في أن يحل السلام والسعادة على مستوى العالم بين سائر البشر والأمم.
Palestinian people and Israeli people is neighbors together, one land and one people. I hope for these two people, Israeli people and Palestinian people, to be comfortable and relaxed together and thinking about the future, not to the war. I hope that. I hope all the world to be is very comfortable, very nice, very relaxed, very understand what is between the peoples, because we don't need the war. Because I think all wars and everything from this way will be end of something is black tunnel, no good. We hope that, because we like to all people's life is very happy and comfortable.
We hope so too.
Thank you very much.
لم يمضي وقت طويل بعد المقابلة حتى أصابنا حزن شديد لدى معرفتنا بأن السيد حسان النجار الفنان العراقي المحب للسلام والذي أضفى شرفا على سائر الثقافات التي كانت جزء لا يتجزأ منه قد وافته المنية. وبرغم ذلك فكلنا إيمان بأن أساليبه التعبيرية الفنية الخالدة ستواصل مهمتها كملهم للناس على مدى السنوات القادمة. تعازينا الحارة لعائلة السيد النجار، عسى أن تركضوا روحه بسلام في نور الله، وأن تحقق أمنيته في إحلال السلام في العالم قريبا. شكرا للمشاهدين اللطفاء، سررنا بانضمامكم إلينا اليوم في برنامج الفنون التنويرية. أرجو أن تبقوا معنا على شاشة قناة كبيرة المعلمين. البرنامج التالي كلمات من الحكمة بعد نشرة الأخبار الجديرة بالذكر. عسى أن تنعم كل لحظة من لحظات حياتكم بالسلام والرضا. Gentle viewers, thank you for joining us today on Enlightening Entertainment. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television. Up next is Words of Wisdom after Noteworthy News. May your every moment be graced with peace and fulfillment.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/EE.